The insurance giant Aetna has agreed to settle a lawsuit for $17 million. It involved a rather low-tech privacy breach, one that exposed HIV information of about 12,000 of Aetna's members. As WHYY's Alana Gordon reports, some recipients and lawyers from the Philadelphia region have taken a lead on the case.
Sam's jaw dropped when he got the letter from Aetna this summer. The envelope window was so big that he could see excerpts from the letter itself through the window, more specifically a reference to prescriptions for HIV. He was in his apartment building in New Jersey, and he looked around, a little paranoid about whether someone else might be able to see it.
You know, people say, like, when their Social Security number is disclosed and things like that, or there's a data breach, how they feel violated. I've been part of those things before, but I never really felt it. This, though, because it was, like, my private health. And because that forms an aspect of, like, my daily life, essentially. You know, every morning I get up, I take a pill, you know, to make sure that I don't spread something and to take care of my own health. Just to be exposed like that, I really felt vulnerable.
We're not using Sam's full name because he worries about how going public with his HIV status might affect his work. Also, his parents don't know. He was far from the only one who this happened to. Aetna's vendor sent the letter to upwards of 12,000 of its members who take HIV medications.
We believe this is the largest data breach of HIV-related information ever.
Rhonda Goldfein is director of the AIDS Law Project of Pennsylvania. In August, her office and several other legal aid groups started getting complaints from people who had received the letter. Some were really serious, because despite improvements in HIV treatment and the stigma that surrounds the disease, discrimination is still a reality. Goldfein heard from at least a dozen people who had to move after someone else saw the letter. One man, she says, found homophobic slurs painted on his door. Another woman, she says, stopped being able to function when people in her tight-knit immigrant community learned of her HIV status.
And she stopped being able to function, and she stopped being able to go to work, and she lost her job.
When they realized how widespread the privacy breach was, they sought class action status in a lawsuit. Now, Aetna has agreed to a $17 million settlement. It's still pending a judge's approval. In a statement, the insurer said it's worked to address the potential impact of the unfortunate incident and that it's putting measures in place to prevent something like this from happening again. Each person who received a letter will get an automatic payment of $500 from the settlement. A separate fund will be set up for people to file for additional damages and costs. Bill McEverin says $17 million really stands out in the world of data breach lawsuits in general. He specializes in privacy law at the University of Minnesota.
That's a big settlement.
McEverin says the amount may be unusual, but low-level breaches like this are not. Companies may be so focused on IT security that they overlook some other ways that privacy can be breached.
There's so much attention to cybersecurity, and rightly so, but a lot of medical privacy concerns are much more analog than that.
For Rhonda Goldfein of the AIDS Law Project, reaching a settlement of this amount in just 4.5 months has been a relief to her client.
It was important for us to send a clear message to people with HIV that your medical information is important and that it will be protected and that we will take quick action to make sure that it's protected.
The original plaintiff in the case is a Bucks County man who, in the lawsuit, went by the pseudonym Andrew Beckett. It's a nod to the Tom Hanks character in the 1993 film Philadelphia, who was fired once his law firm found out he had HIV. But perhaps in a sign of all the advances in HIV since the film, the Andrew Beckett in this case doesn't actually have HIV. He's been taking the HIV meds as a form of pre-exposure prophylaxis therapy, or PrEP. It's an effective treatment to help prevent a person who may be at risk of being exposed to HIV from getting it. Alana Gordon, WHYY News.